This is the Hammond Regional Arts Center podcast. I'm Melissa Griffin, Executive Director here at the Arts Center. In this podcast, we discuss how art and life blend. Today's guest is a photographer, a husband, a father, and the co-owner of Stinky Mud Photography, Ryan Helg. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for being here today.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
So I want to talk about your photography and about your work and stuff, but I feel like if I ask you right off the bat, how'd you get into photography, that's such an open-ended question that we could just go on endlessly. So let's talk first about what you did before photography. What was your job?
Just prior to photography being a full-time gig, I was in the oil field in operations for the last 13 and a half years. And then before that, I was in construction in the oil refinery for 2 years. So I just call it 15 years in the oil field.
So you shared with me some of your story prior to us recording the podcast, and you speak about it sometimes kind of like a prison sentence. You say things like, I felt locked in, I did 13 and a half years. You said working on the rotating shift inside the razor wire fence lines of the refinery. Is it safe to say that you had a negative experience?
Yeah, towards the end, more than the whole time. I refer to it as a prison because that's how it felt at the end. Lots of people were tearing down at the gate to get a position like that. But for me personally, it felt like I was locked in. I guess the artist side in me was just wanting to come out and do more. I just didn't really feel like I was capable of doing everything I was supposed to be doing locked inside the gate of an oil refinery.
So, you know, I don't know, a lot of people probably don't know this about me, but I spent 5 years working for an industrial construction company for business development, and it comes with a lot of perks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you got either a gas card or a vehicle, you've got an expense account, you've got a salary that looks pretty on paper.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, a lot of people are chomping at the bit to get to and need, you know, for their families and to support their lifestyle. But it isn't a creative avenue.
You know, my dad and mom were very, very supportive in anything that I've ever done, whether it be starting a new career over at 36 years old or just anything that I ever chose to do. They've always backed me on it. So my dad was also in the oil field his whole life. He was going to help me go to college after high school to try to avoid the oil field. You know, and without him saying it, I feel like that was his motivation and push behind sending me to Southeastern. At that time, I wasn't really in the right state of mind to do school. I wasted 2 semesters and that's a lot of my dad's money at Southeastern. He was just doing what he thought was best for me. And then whenever school wasn't working out, he's like, all right, well, come to work, you know. So I went straight into work, green as can be. I didn't really have a field. I had a chauffeur's license from my previous job, so they said they were going to hire me on as a driver out there. It turned out once I got out there and I was in my hard hat and steel toe boots, I needed a CDL. So like, we'll just go with this crew over here, and it happened to be the cement crew. So I did a year of cement work, and that put me back into school for operations. Going into the plant, you got the well-paying job and the benefits and all that, and it's just, on, like you said, on paper, it looks really good, and it just seems like the American dream.
What were the ramifications or the impacts of that experience where you felt kind of tucked in and locked down and you couldn't express yourself in a creative way? What happened to
lots,
you over that time?
Lots happened. A lot of it was blurry. I don't know if it was so much the shift work and the rotating shift and things like that, but I developed an alcohol problem prior to the refinery, but it just seems like it just grew into this monster of a beast. My days off, I spent a lot of those times drinking and partying and just being out and about away from family. I spent enough time away from the family at work, much less, you know, when I was off, I would be away a lot too, so... With just being away, I guess I was masking and disguising with the alcohol. You know, whenever I was drunk, I guess it disguised and masked a lot of the problems. And it impacted Tiffany a lot, my wife, just being away so much. And her being a stay-at-home mom at the time, just being at home with the kids.
What was Tiffany's reaction to kind of these stages in your life where you had been using alcohol as like a coping mechanism? You were obviously not happy at work, and then you were looking for a way out. Like, how did she respond to all these things?
Like a champ.
Really?
She, I'm surprised she stuck with me through it all. And Tiffany thought that I was bipolar. I lost a brother whenever I was 13. You know, there was some other things that happened in my past. I masked with alcohol and didn't really think of it that way whenever I was drinking, because I didn't even start drinking until I was almost 20. I was a good kid in high school. I didn't party or anything like that. Drinking over the years, that was what I did. It was more of a habit of what else do I do? Alcohol was the only thing I could do. If I wanted to hang out with my friends, that was what I did. And then it led into, that's what I did on my days off. And over time, masking all this, just kept burying it and burying it into where I didn't really know the amount of damage I was doing to myself. And the burden that it was putting on Tiffany and the home life. She holds emotions in a lot. She's super strong when it comes to showing her emotions. She's the one that you lean your head on for support. I love her for that. She stuck with me through the whole thing, and you can ask her. She never asked me to quit. It was at the point where the depression was so bad and everything was just at an all-time low that I decided to see a therapist. He just suggested that I give it up, so I quit. You know, I never drank again after that.
So you told me that in 2016 you decided, quote, enough was enough. Was that about the time that you started borrowing, let's say, or stealing your wife Tiffany's camera to do photography just kind of on the side, just for fun?
Yes. I always had a background in art, not necessarily through school, but just I've always been on the artsy side of things. So that's not when I started picking up the camera. It was long before that. With painting and stuff like that. Tiffany's been doing photography for 15 years, so, you know, we always shared that passion together. But, yeah, around 2016 was about the time that her and I started talking about an exit plan from the refinery. We were talking about different outing avenues, and I had visited a float center in New Orleans, and we decided to open up our own float spa in downtown Hammond.
Some people think of floating, they think of canoeing.
Mm-hmm.
So by floating, it's like a tank.
Basically, in a nutshell, it's an enclosed tank that is lightless and soundproof. You got about 10 inches of heavily salted water, a therapeutic Epsom salt, and that allows you to float effortlessly. The air and the water is heated to the same temperature as your skin. So if you can imagine this dark, comforting, almost like a mother's womb type environment where you just relax, there's no distractions inside of the tank. And that was our first attempt. With a strong game plan, we felt like we could have franchised it. And it was just such a great thing for us individually that we thought, you know, everybody would love floating. So.
And so how long were you in that business?
We got the location picked out. We bought all the equipment, invested all of our money into that, and signed the lease agreement. And we started building the tanks and building out the spa. The week that we signed the lease agreement, we found out Tiffany was pregnant with the third child. She was supposed to be the one running it while I was working the plants. So that from day one, you can say there was a loop thrown.
So you have three kids, and your third, there were complications.
Yeah, so we got pregnant with our youngest in 2016 whenever we planned on opening up Levitate Float Center. He was our surprise. He was our caboose also. And he was nothing but trouble from day one. But Tiffany had some complications in the pregnancy, especially towards the end. And then he was born with PPHN and was in the NICU unit for the first 15 days of his life, which he fought for his life. And it was just a big old bunch of emotions. And it wasn't until after that I quit drinking. He was a few months old before it got down to the nitty gritty. We just had to make it work after that. And we were there for 2 years before really just shutting down because we couldn't manage it anymore with my job and then three children.
Right. That's a lot on your plate. So was there a moment in time or moments maybe that you realized that photography was your way out and photography might be your calling?
Yeah, definitely. It was one night at the plant. We weren't supposed to be taking pictures inside the plant, but I would sneak one here and there. definitely didn't want to share anything to social media. That's a big no-no inside the mm-hmm. gates. But there was one that it was just basically a sunset, and you could see the silhouette of a pipeline. I posted it. It got a lot of action. And then a high school buddy told me, man, you missed your calling. I think that was his exact words. And then I'm sitting there at night already stressed out and hating my career at this point. I'm like, how did I miss my calling? And, you know, I'm still alive and breathing. Why not start now? Why not make something out of it? And he's like, well, because we're old. And then it just lit a fire that was already burning. It kind of just ignited it. So
that's awesome. So we're going to talk some more about Stinky Mud Photography. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of your inspirations and things. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll talk more about your journey from the refinery to photography, and of course about Stinky Mud Photography. We'll be right back with the Hammond Regional Arts Center podcast in 30 seconds.
Got an idea for a podcast of your own? If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record or edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place, and they do the hard work for you. Got an idea for a podcast? Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Thanks for listening to the Hammond Regional Arts Center podcast. I'm Melissa Griffin, talking today with photographer Ryan Helg. So together with your wife, Tiffany, you created Stinky Mud Photography. That was 2018. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you're still working in the refinery at that time.
At that time,
yes. It wasn't until the following May that you were able to actually come out of that career. Was that scary?
Yeah, I mean, it was. We had a bit of a five-year plan, and it was about the three-year marker that I couldn't take any longer. Photography was starting to pick up. I could only do so much work in there. If I was working, she couldn't go out and do her thing because we have the three kids at home. So we got to a plateau on the photography, and we knew there was more potential for it.
I'm sure there would be some people out there listening who would be a little annoyed if I didn't ask, why did you name your company Stinky Mud?
That is an honest name, and we get that question all the time, and that is exactly why I chose to name it that. Stinky Mud was kind of my name. I always pushed Tiffany to do photography. She always was shooting the families and the weddings and things. You know, I was always out in the swamps. I was always hunting, kayaking, and whenever I took our camera and would take pictures, I didn't really do anything with these pictures. I just took them, and a few people saw it, and I'm like, oh, you know, I would buy that as a print. I don't know. Sometimes it stinks out there, and it's just an honest name, and I just love people's reaction. It's really awkward to say. People always want to add an extra D to it and make it fancy, and I'm like, nope, it's just Stinky Mud Photography.
So that's become kind of a theme for you, an inspirational spot where you take a lot of your photographs.
Yeah.
It's like I looked at your website. A lot of your stuff is animals, sunsets over Man Shack, mm-hmm. things like that. Is that like your place of inspiration, or do you have multiple places that you like to kind of gravitate toward?
Everything I look at now is a picture. Everything's a still frame. But it's really important for me to show how beautiful Louisiana is, because I feel like it's a trend that people from here, they don't get out much. They don't see the rest of the world. So they're just so accustomed to the beauty of the nature around here. Whenever we take a trip to the mountains, we're always like, oh, why don't we live here? It's so pretty. You know, you have this mountain backdrop every time you come out. Well, the people that live there, they're used to it. I'm right. sure that they think it's beautiful. But it seems like in Louisiana, there's so much here that is just natural beauty. And my goal is to capture that and to show it for what it is.
So do you feel like your personality shows through in your artwork?
My composition hopefully will be recognized one day. You know, I'm still new. I consider myself new to the photography game, but I would really enjoy it if somebody could see a piece later on and say, oh, you know, that's a Stinky Mud piece. But most all my glory goes to God above for, first off, for creating the beauty for me to be able to photograph, but then him giving me the mindset and the eye for what I do.
So things are moving pretty quickly since 2018. You and I happened to meet because you were shooting some photos for my husband's band. Mm-hmm. And then we have collaborated on a pop gallery space at a Hammond Square Mall, where the Hammond Regional Arts Center has a pop gallery space. This year, you opened your own studio and gallery space. Tell me more about how that came to be.
Well, in 2018, when we created Stinky Mud Photography, we didn't really know what direction it was going to go in. I obviously named it because of what I did, and I just had in my mind that I was going to be trying to sell these nature prints. The more we pushed and the more we did, the more people found out we knew how to work a camera. We started doing more and more family photos, real estate photography, weddings, and then business promotional. And the need for a studio space was just high demand. People need place for headshots, and just with the Louisiana weather, you need a place to run to every once in a while. We wanted to buy a spot. We were looking for over a year for a good location in Ponchatoula. We wanted to be downtown, and we wanted to buy. Well, the spot that came up that we're at now just kind of fell in our lap. It's a building for lease, and I said we need to stop being so stubborn and we need to open up a studio. We went and looked at the building, and we signed the lease the next day. It kind of happened fast, like really fast.
And it's really in an ideal location, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, right in the center of downtown Ponchatoula, right where you would be if you're going downtown at all, across the street from Old Hard Hide, is that correct?
Yeah, right across from the alligator. Sounds kind of weird describing, but if you know where the alligator's at in the center, that's where we're at.
Right. So that's great. That's congratulations,
Thank you, by the way.
So if you had life to do all over again, would you do it differently? Would you skip the refinery and move straight to the photography? Or do you feel like you learned some valuable lessons?
I wouldn't skip anything. I wouldn't change a thing. The refinery allowed us to live the lifestyle we're living today, and I wouldn't change a thing.
So there's obviously some valuable lessons that you learned in those experiences. What advice would you give somebody who feels stuck in the thing that they're working at and kind of toying with the idea of jumping out there? Because for some people, that feels like they're jumping off a cliff. You know, I leave my secure job with the 401k and the insurance and all that stuff to do something that they think is creative and would make them feel more fulfilled. How do you make that decision?
It was scary. There is no right way to do it except for just to jump. You definitely want a good plan. And I think it's really important to find something that you're good at and that you enjoy doing. Make sure it's something valuable to others. Photography is such a good way for me to explain what I did, because during some of my therapy sessions, I learned really that the past and the future does not exist, only the moment we live in. And that's all we have. That's all we have control of. And that helped me with everything in life, quitting drinking to making an exit plan out of my job. Just realizing that every single moment that we live in and the action that you take or the thought that you think is exactly who you are and what's going to happen, the reaction. So what better way to describe that than a photograph? You know, you can take a picture of a moment and capture that moment. And even though that moment doesn't exist anymore, is it something that you want to look back on? Or is it something that's going to create a productive manner, such as looking at a pretty picture?
So how can people find you and Stinky Mud Photography and your business, whether they go online?
We're on Facebook and Instagram. And you can visit our website, and it's just www.stinkymudphotography.com.
So one thing we didn't talk about is what kind of training do you have? Did you take classes or?
Tiffany took classes. She started on film, so she knows all the ins and outs of the camera. Well, working night shift, I guess I can't get fired for this now. I spent a lot of time researching and learning the mechanics of a camera, and finally did buy my own camera. It's never seen automatic. You know, I shoot in manual, so just learning the ins and outs on my own, no schooling.
Yeah, well, it paid off. all that time spent at that other job. So do you have a favorite quote or any other information you want to leave us with before we go?
Yeah, I kind of said it earlier, but let's see if I can put it into my own words. Treat every moment as a photograph. Is it something that you would want to look back on in the future? And is it something that would make you smile?
Awesome. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been really fun. Thank you, Ryan Helg of Stinky Mud Photography. I'm Melissa Griffin. You've been listening to the Hammond Regional Arts Center podcast. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're inspired by this talk and have a creative day.